is read off of a state prepared statements. She doesn't even think for herself.
Thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you?
Hey, we were charged $67, I don't know where it's coming from. Somebody, one of my kids or something may have clicked on it, but I need to get that refunded. I don't know where that came from, but nobody in the house seems to know anything about it.
Yes, sir. May I have your first or your last name?
Can you go off of the, how'd you get the information to begin with? Because they wouldn't have given my information.
Sir, this is a third-party call center, so I wouldn't even know what's going on until I pull your account up.
I don't know where your account. How do you guys collect information? What do you use?
Sir, I don't collect information at all. We just have a system.
Somebody collected information, right? So I'm just trying to figure out what it is that you guys might need. I mean, I didn't sign up for it, so I don't think you have my name.
Well, sir, this is a third-party call center. We service different products through different companies. So I honestly would not know until I try to find the account.
Okay, so it's from Mega Fitness.
The names that are on your bank statement wouldn't be the names in our system. So I still wouldn't know what you're talking about.
What now? What did you say?
The names that are on your bank statement are not the same names that are in our system, so I still will have no clue what you're talking about.
So, Explosive Mega Fitness isn't a company that you represent, but I've been charged by them?
If it may be under a different name, sir.
Okay. So, did you use your name? Who? You used your name. You're sure? So, the name is, so who are you exactly? What's that?
I'm a call center agent.
Sure, but with who? What's the name of your company?
I don't think I can give that out, sir. But we work for several different other companies.
You can't give me the name of your company?
It's a call center, sir.
But you work for somebody. Who do you work for?
Sir, we work for several different products from different companies. It's like 500 of them.
Who signs your paychecks? Who signs your paycheck?
Let me make sure I don't have a problem. Okay, sir, I don't have a problem with giving it to you. I'm just trying to make sure I don't lose my job trying to give it to you. So you give me just a second while I see if I can give you the information.
All right. Because you're worried about losing money, you know, not making money, and I'm losing.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
I am worried about it because I have two kids that I have to feed, and you're. Okay, one second.
Yeah, I got four kids, so we're all in the same boat here. So let's just get everything open and honest, and then we'll try to iron this out. So can you find out who you work for and then pass that along to me? Because I don't know what this is.
Gave them our credit card information. How'd you get our credit card information? Josiah, answer me. How did you get my credit card information to give it to somebody without asking me? Why are you?
Okay, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so not allowed to tell you who signs my paycheck because we are a third-party company. Well, call center.
But you want me to give you my information, my personal information.
You want my help, sir, correct?
That's because you're taking my money.
I'm not taking anything.
Somebody's taken my money, and I want it back. And I called the number that's associated with the people taking my money, and I got you on the phone.
Okay,
so
it's several different agents here.
My money, directly or indirectly, you're the person accountable for my money.
I'm not
right?
No, sir. Incorrect.
I don't understand then.
I don't understand either, sir. You're confusing me. This is a third-party call center, sir. I'm trying to help you locate where your money is and who took your money and how your money got took, but you're making it very difficult. I can't even ask what your name is to try to see if I can find it.
But I don't understand. Why am I giving you my information?
How else am I going to help you, sir?
You're the number associated with the purchase. But you won't tell me who you are.
My name is Brandasia, and I work for a third-party call center.
Brandasia? Did I pronounce that correct?
You did not, but, you know, it doesn't
need... Could you repeat it for me?
It's Brandasia.
Brandasia?
Yes, I work for a third-party call center, sir.
Okay, but Brandasia.
Sir, whose name? I don't even know who's talking to. You won't even tell me your name.
You won't tell me who you will represent. Why am I giving out yet more information to somebody who's charged
something? You haven't gave out any information, sir, and I'm trying to help you.
And I don't intend to if you don't identify yourself.
I did identify myself. I gave you my name, and I told you I'm a third-party call center agent that serves different products to different companies. If this will help you, maybe someone signed up for a survey or something, got a free gift, maybe, you know, or something like that. It's probably why your card is getting charged. Other than that, I can't provide you any other information because I don't have any information to give to you because you won't even give me your name to look up your account, sir.
You're handling this in an inverted way.
How
you
else am I supposed to
somebody,
handle it if you won't give me your name, sir?
How am I going to entrust you with my name if you won't tell me who you represent?
I represent different companies, sir. I would have
but
to have an account
company,
to tell you who
you work for somebody. Are
I'm
you
just following. I'm just am I I'm following the rules, and I was told that I cannot give you the exact because if I tell you, okay, sir.
What's the threat? Are you a registered company with the FCC?
Yes, this is an actual business that I'm working at, the actual call center, building.
Do you guys file taxes?
Yes, they do.
They file taxes?
I'm sure they do. They pay me. They have to file taxes. They take taxes out of my check, so I'm sure they pay taxes.
So you signed a W-2 when you got there and a W-4?
Are you complying?
Every year?
Are you? Yes.
And you filled out a W-4.
Sir, I'm not sure where this is going. I'm just trying to assist you with whatever you have going on and you making it so difficult. And I'm only trying to help you.
It's actually not. It's so simple. I'm asking you who you work for. Because are you going to deny the fact that there are massive numbers of people online trying to collect people's information?
I never said that.
And then take that information and sell it?
Sir, I can't help you if you don't provide me any information. I'm sorry. This is going to be the end of that.
Ma'am, I'm going to report you guys if you don't give me the information that I want.
Sir, you don't even know who to report. So.
I've got a phone number.
Okay. Sir.
And I got you.
On the phone?
On the phone. That's right.
Okay, that's fine, sir. But I'm still trying to assist you with...
So, Explosive Mega Fitness. That's who charged me. Are you Explosive Mega Fitness? Are you Explosive Mega Fitness?
Sir,
yes or
you
no?
Oh, my.
Do you have a manager I could talk to?
Matter of fact, let me see if one's available.
That'd be great. Yeah. She's asking for my name. I said, who do you work for? Because she said, we're a third-party call center, sir. We work for over 500 different companies. I was like, well, here's the name of the company that you supposedly represent. Now, what company do you work for? Explosive Mega Fitness. QU. Which sounds like a Where? 1123. I know, but why do you need a subscription when I have a subscription? Log in is what?
Your subscription. Can I? Or just, I don't know how to do that.
Just say, you can't just buy stuff without talking to us. No, you didn't.
I remember having a conversation with you going out to Owlsboro about it. The entire way out to Owlsboro, we were talking about this.
Talking about what?
This. I was talking to you about this.
Okay.
I told you as a subscription. You're like, okay, great. As long as you use it, and I do use it.
So I haven't. The other night we were in there for the first time, buddy. Is anybody on the phone with me?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to find you a supervisor.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there is no supervisors available.
Unfortunately, I'm shocked.
Yes, sir. I do apologize.
Mm-hmm. How many people work there?
A lot. Sir, you asked me questions about my job, and I can't give out that information to you.
Usually when there's a business transaction that takes place, the person who's come for that transaction actually knows who it is they're giving money to. And you want to keep that information from me, which means that this is not an upright transaction.
It is an upright transaction, sir. You're asking me who signs my paycheck, and that's something that I cannot give out to you.
That's because when I called the number, and I'll go over this again,
you don't have,
there's a number here associated with the charge on my credit card, and I dialed that number, and I got you. And I want to ask questions about the charge to my credit card. That's my money, right?
Yes, yes.
Great. Okay, so we agree on that. So that's my money, and I want to ask questions about my money. And I got you on the phone, and you're asking me for my name. And I'm saying, I don't trust this charge. I don't know who you are. I don't know why I was charged this money. So there's no transaction. That's not the definition of a transaction is two things crossing the same plane at the same time and meeting. That's what the definition of a transaction is, right?
Sir, I think I know. You're trying to talk
there's
to
no
me like I don't have common
sense
right now.
No, I'm not. I'm saying this is what happens during an exchange. There's been no exchange. I'm concerned that I've had money taken from me. And when I called you and I asked who you are, you gave me a first name. But you want my first and last name. So that's not equal. And you work for somebody.
And you still haven't given me a first name, sir. You
don't. No, I won't get. No, I asked. You gave me your first name. But you're a representative of somebody. So you don't actually have the information I need.
I do, but I have to pull up an account to. Okay, I have to have your information to try to locate an account that is charging your car. It's obviously an account or a subscription or something that someone has on purpose or accidentally subscribed to. If I can't pull up that account, I can't tell you who is billing you and how I can stop it.
Why would I entrust you with my information if you won't identify yourself?
I can't identify myself if I don't know. Sir, you... Okay, sir, I need your information to try to pull up an account to see if you even have an account with us. It may even be the wrong number. So are you going to provide me with your name?
What's the wrong number?
What do you mean, what's the wrong number?
You just said I might have the wrong number.
Yeah, you might have the wrong number. You may not even have the right number to us. That's taking your...
So, okay, so let's confirm that. 855-348-8038. You charged my MasterCard. And on my MasterCard statement, and I have a reference number here from MasterCard. And on 11/23, I was charged $67.32. Are you in Michigan?
Actually, no.
You're not in Michigan.
It's a third-party call center, sir. We service different websites through different surveys, different subscriptions. It's a call center. Do you know what a call center is?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Right now I'm a call center.
Excuse me?
I said right now I'm a call center.
You work at a call center as well?
Yeah, mine.
Oh.
My phone number and
sir,
my credit card.
I can't.
I know. You are just as frustrated as I am.
Because you're making this difficult than what it has to be. I'm just trying to help you, and you're doing the absolute.
You won't identify who you are.
I can't identify who I am until you pull. I have an account because we have different companies that we work for, sir.
Okay, this is the company.
Sir, the company that's on your
explosive.
The company that is on your statement is not going to be the same name that is in our system.
Okay, what name deals in fitness? Is it a fitness company? Because this has all the makings of a snowball.
Of a who?
Snowball, where something starts small and gets worse as it keeps going.
That's no.
Snowball. So companies hire you to handle their accounts. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, I was hired to be a call center agent.
Okay. And you can't tell me the name of that company, even though it's a legitimate company.
No, sir, because that'd be like a risk for us. You know, you just never know how people think. Like, you may be very that upset. You will come find where we are. It's a safety thing.
Come
you know?
Again?
What's it's a safety. Now? It's a safety thing. It's not necessarily, sir. I need
it's
information.
A thing.
Yes, it is. I need information to locate your account. If I can't locate your account, I won't be able to assist
you.
Do you
have a direct number?
Do I have a direct number?
Because I was on
hold
for about 20 minutes because you guys were busy, I guess. So, do you have a direct number so that I can check with my credit card company? and I'll call them and then get back to you guys.
What are you checking with your credit card company for, sir? They're going to tell you the same thing your bank statement says.
I'm going to report you guys and find out if you're a legitimate business and see if there's
Is, where I work is a legitimate business.
It is, but you're hiding it. So people that hide things.
I'm not hiding anything. I will be glad to tell you, but I can't.
What state are you in?
Alabama. I can't tell you that.
You're in Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're concerned about safety. So I'm in Maine. Do you think I'm going to come down to
Alabama? I'm not concerned about anything, sir. I just
you
can't tell you.
You said it was a safety issue.
For
That's
them.
What you said.
For them.
For,
me
yeah,
personally, I don't need a safety thing for anything because I, you know.
Ma'am, you told me that it was a safety issue. And you
for
represent
the company.
A company. So everything you say should be a representation and a reflection of the views of the company that you represent. Right? So it's a safety issue for them.
Sir, I need information to pull up an account. If not, I can't help you. I can't assist you. I do apologize.
I am not going to give you my information unless I know who you are so I can look you up and find out whether you're a scam, just trying to get my credit. Because that's the way it looks to me. You guys look like a fraud. And the fact that you won't give me your the name of the company you represent is testimony enough that you're a fraud.
Yes, sir. You know, you were talking to your son about something that he purchased. What is it that he purchased? And I can help you like that in that way.
So that was another account. And so now
it may
my
be the same thing.
Thought it's not. It's not. I know how much I get charged for the thing that what we're referring to, and it's not this. So it's not. So we both have online fitness accounts, and the amount that's been charged here is not conducive with the amount that we would be charged there. And the fact that you don't want me to check with my credit card company.
Oh, no, you can. You more than gladly can. You can, sir. I don't mind. But I don't have a direct number, so you can call me back. You can call that exact number back, and you may get me back, maybe a different representative. The calls bounce around through all representatives. But you can call with your credit card company. I don't have a problem with that, honestly. But if you won't provide me with any information, then I will have to move on to the next call because this is a call center and we have other calls to assist to that people will give us their information to try to help them out, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I guess I'll just move on. And then if I have to, I'll call you guys back.
Thank you. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.